At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Come on!
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. The strong, the powerful Barbara Friedberg has returned to Money Savage. Welcome back, Barbara.
So happy to be here, George.
Excellent. Barbara, we're excited to have you back on. Barbara Friedberg is an MBA and MS. She's a veteran portfolio manager, fintech consultant, expert investor, and former university finance instructor. She's the editor and author of Personal Finance, an Encyclopedia of Modern Money Management, several other books. She's also the publisher of two financial websites, RoboAdvisorPros.com and BarbaraFriedbergPersonalFinance.com. She's a weekly panelist on the Money Tree Investing Podcast. You can also find her on U.S. News & World Report, Investor's Business Daily, Investopedia, Investor Place, and many more. Most importantly, for right now, again, excited to have you back on Money Savage. Barbara, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Absolutely. Happy to be here, George. Personal life, got an awesome husband, wonderful daughter, two terrific cats, and living here in Northern California, everything is fine. Now, on to why I do what I do. I cannot help it. I love helping people learn the importance of building wealth with investing.
Nice. I appreciate that. Now, I played pickleball last night for the first time, Barbara, and I mentioned that to you, and you told me you had been bit by the pickleball bug also.
Yes, it is such a fun sport, especially for those of us that are in the second halves of our lives.
Okay, yeah. Trade in the tennis rackets, pick up the pickleball.
Yes, you won't
paddle.
Be sorry.
All right, fair enough.
And it's so much cheaper than tennis.
Okay. I hadn't really considered that.
Yes.
Well. Lots of benefits.
Always got to put a finance spin on things. Yeah,
fair enough. Yes. From a budgeting standpoint. Excellent. All right. So it's been a little while since we've talked about robo-advisors. So what's the best jumping off place for us? Maybe talking about the evolution of them, what's been going on lately? You tell me.
Okay. Well, let's start by telling your listeners, what is a robo-advisor? A robo-advisor sounds like some computer that's magically advising. What? Not true. A robo-advisor is a digital investment manager. So think of a smart financial advisor like George. He's wonderful and wouldn't want to take anything away from him. But there are certain investors who may want automated investment management. They don't have a lot of money, or they aren't able to pay 1% or more fees for a financial advisor, or they just like the idea of investing with a computerized investment advisor who has programmed within to its DNA the chance to pick the best investment portfolios for you based on your goals, your risk tolerance. And the cool thing about robo-advisors is that they are multidimensional. You can get one in a variety of different stripes, and many also offer financial advisors as well.
Yeah, it certainly seems like these financial technology fintech companies have been evolving and proliferating, and there's probably another buzzy term that I can throw in there. But yeah, just the simple fact that you can get high quality money management at a low cost, pretty much everybody has access to it, is an incredible thing. And then you start throwing in access to financial advisors and great calculators, and I think that they must be enjoying a lot of success. But I don't necessarily know if they still continue to be gathering lots of assets.
You know, George, they do. And for all those reasons that you mentioned, because there actually is a robo-advisor for everyone. Even if you're a high net worth individual and you like the idea of having computerized investment management, but you want, you know, 24/7 access to a financial advisor, you can go with a platform such as Betterment, who hits a premium model, which gives those users just, there's just $100,000. I shouldn't say just, but for high net worth people, there's $100,000 investment minimum. Your fee is only a 0.5%, and you have access to certified financial planners. Additionally, Personal Capital is another one with access to personal financial planners and other wealth planning services. So there is really, and then you've got other robo-advisors like M1 Finance, where you can pick a pre-made investment portfolio, a passive portfolio, stocks, bonds, whatever you want. They even have retirement portfolios. And if you want to buy and sell stocks and funds, you can do that as well with M1 Finance. So you're going to find something for everyone. Oh. In this large category of robo-advisors. And yes, it is growing phenomenally. It's projected to be in the trillions of assets under management during the next 10 years.
So when you think about that, I imagine that it's these organizations are attracting just people from every walk of life who maybe have never invested before, and now it's so easy and it's inexpensive and it's user friendly, but they're probably also competing and taking money away from your, from lack of a better term, sort of your traditional money managers. How are, and I don't know, do companies like Fidelity and Charles Schwab, do they offer robo-advisors?
Actually, you hit on a really important topic, George, because yes, today, Fidelity Go, Schwab, TD Ameritrade, Merrill, Bank of America, JP Morgan, Chase Bank of America, they all offer robo-advisors as well, as does TIAA. And so many of the big financial companies are also offering robo-advisors. So the preponderance of the technology has just caught on. Now, it's great for investors because it is driving costs down across the board. Not only are costs really low now for high-level financial advice, but also, pardon me, you'll see stock trades now going to zero, and that's part of the push to keep costs really low for the consumer. So it's amazing. And even individual financial planners, many of them are utilizing robo-advisors on the back end to manage their investors' portfolios so they can keep their costs down while they provide that really important human touch. And I don't want to minimize the importance, if you are an investor, that you want a human to talk to sometimes. Some people need that, and it is really important, especially during the times when markets are going down really quickly.
Yeah, certainly. I think we're all aware that, well, perhaps we are, perhaps we're not, that so many of the decisions that we're making from a financial standpoint, probably everything, is really based on emotion. Those don't necessarily serve us that well. So it's probably going to be, I remember reading about or hearing about that game Go, and computers were beating people like drums, but they figured out that the best way to do it is to have a human being working in tandem with the computer, and perhaps this is similar to that. Not that there's a question in there anywhere, Barbara, but if you want to comment on that.
Yeah, I do, because although there's a cadre of person that really is super comfortable with doing everything automated. There's a cadre of person that is very comfortable with everything digital. There's another probably larger swath of the population that wants at least occasional access to financial advice. And so robo-advisors are answering that call. And human advisors are very mindful today, many of them, of keeping their costs reasonable. And they're actually what we call white labeling, which is using a robo-advisor platform and then kind of stamping their own name on it so that they can cut down their costs. And also, they can use the really smart technology of these computerized algorithms, because George, as you mentioned, we're human. We tend to make really emotional decisions sometimes, and that goes for everybody. And so when you have a computerized algorithm that's of a really sensible investment portfolio, you can avoid some of those mistakes that we as humans are bound to make.
It's true. We certainly are bound to make those mistakes. So I think that makes sense. You mentioned really smart technology, and certainly it is. It's amazing, the people that design these and all that. It really is an incredible thing, and I think that for the most part, it's exceptional and it's probably a net good. That being said, there was that recent horrible story about that young man who ended up killing himself on the Robin Hood, and that caused me to sort of dig into that a little bit. And it seems like some of these companies have gamified the interface. And I wanted to find out if you had heard or what your take is on what the industry's response to that is, what the company's response to that is, and what you see going forward with that.
George, I'm really glad that you mentioned that, because investing is not a game. And because it has become so cheap, so easy access, and so seamless to get started, some investors may not realize that investing should not be something that you do for fun or for a quick buck. That rarely works out. And I think some of the companies have possibly not made the point of investing clear enough. And I wanted to bring this up to all of your listeners, because I believe investing your money over the long term is a superb way to build long-term wealth. But when I say long-term, I'm talking, do not get into a stock market investment unless you are willing to look at the long term. Yeah, you might buy or sell an individual stock or whatever, but in general, the money that you have allocated to the financial markets should be able to stay there for at least 5 years or so. Because as we saw in March, we had a huge decline. Now, what if you had your money that you had allocated for a down payment on your house, in your stock account, and you had $100,000 there, and then the next month you have $80,000 or $70,000. And we were lucky in March because the market rebounded amazingly fast. That does not always happen. Sometimes it takes years to rebound. So I suggest, if you're, even though it's easy, educate yourself a little. Almost every one of these platforms or big financial houses, Fidelity, Schwab, also the Elements of Investing is one of my favorite, Malkiel and Ellis, to give you a basic understanding. Oh, and don't let me forget Random Walk Down Wall Street, to give you a basic understanding of what investing is and isn't, how markets behave, and the fact that, yeah, over 100 years, returns have been approximately stock market, that in 2008, the stock market fell over 30%. So there are many years. In 2000, 2001, we saw a again, double-digit market drops. So that hides the fact that there are many years where you're going to see a loss in your principal investments.
I think that that's such an important thing. So understanding that, yes, you need to have a time horizon on this. You need to understand that markets do go up and they go down, and it could be dramatic. And just having a clear understanding of what the purpose of investing is. So I appreciate you sharing that. And I'm fascinated to see just what everything's going to look like in a couple of years, and it's going to continue evolving. As you have companies, you mentioned M1 Finance that allows you to buy and sell stocks and bonds on their platform. I think it's just going to continue to be rounded out and rounded out. Do you have a sense of, or just what your personal opinion is on what the end model is going to be like? Is it going to be like Netflix, where I just pay a flat $15 a month and have access to whatever I want? Or do you have an idea?
George, are you reading my mind? I mean, you're just feeding me the softball questions. Yes. Subscription model is taking hold. Started with Schwab, where they offered it for their premium robo-advisor. Now, Elevest has come out with an amazing subscription model, which is you can start out with $1 per month for investment management on up to their premium plan, which is only $9 a month. So I believe the subscription model is very enticing. It's awesome for the company because they have kind of a guaranteed revenue stream.
Yeah.
And it's really nice for the user too, because she knows what she is going to pay every month. And although the percentage of assets under management is a reasonable approach to paying for investment management, you're kind of penalized.
Yeah.
The wealthier you get, the more you're paying. And some of us aren't crazy about that. If you've amassed a certain amount of wealth, you'd rather pay, money per month as your wealth goes up, a set amount of dollars per month. So I think that is a trend. I'm going to hop on another trend too, because we are seeing more and more more and more robo-advisors make available financial advisors. So Elevest has not only gone to a subscription model, but what they have done is they offer financial planners, but they're not included. You get a discounted session if you are a member of the Elevest platform. And I really like that, because how often do you need to talk to a financial planner? Once or twice a year, maybe?
Sure.
So this way, you're just paying a couple of $100 when you need to talk to them. And it just makes perfect sense. So two trends. Subscription model is becoming popular. Hybrid model is growing. And I think that will continue to grow.
Yeah.
And then, don't let me forget, consolidation. Yeah, I can't forget this. Consolidation. The demise of many platforms over the past few years. Motif has gone, Hedgeable has gone, Swell has gone, Qplum has gone. Several of my, other robo-advisors have bit the dust. And then we've seen a lot of buyouts. Personal Capital was just bought out by a big investment company. And you're seeing consolidation, you're seeing acquisitions, and I believe that will continue.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. So, Barbara, I wish that there was a website that I could go to get a rundown on on which one is best for me and how to figure that out. So tell us about RoboAdvisorPros.com.
I know. Wouldn't that? That'd be nice. Well, in answer to your prayers, George, I just happen to have a website for you. Robo Advisor Pros is filled with information, everything Robo Advisor. You can also have access to my free Robo Advisor comparison chart. where you get a side-by-side comparison of some of the top robo-advisors. We have reviews, we have information, we have comparisons. And if you're interested in learning more about robo-advisors.
I love it. Well, Barbara, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yes, I am ready. If you have not started investing yet, get started today. Sign up at your 401k, open an IRA, or just open a brokerage account and start educating yourself and investing a small amount every month. Thank you so much for having me on, George.
Well, it was thrilling to have you back on, and that is great stuff. That definitely gets come on.
Come on.
Barbara, give us the website one more time.
Robo Advisor Pros. I will see you there.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Barbara your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to RoboAdvisorPros.com. And like Barbara said, just get started. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. Just get in the habit, and you'll look back 6 months, 2 years from now and be like, holy cow, look at all that money I've saved. So thank you again, Barbara.
My pleasure. See you next time.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.